Or let's get to our daily look at arts and culture. Well, it was last Thursday that the Power Plant Contemporary Art Gallery once again hosted its annual fundraiser art party, the Powerball, this year titled 21 Club. I made it down. It was a sleek and sexy evening of food, signature cocktails, one-night-only art exhibits, and one of the best evenings of people watching available in Toronto. Beyond the glitz, glamour, and Instagram posts was an intention to support artistry in Toronto and free programming all year round. The Power Plant is Canada's leading public gallery devoted exclusively to contemporary visual art. It's a vital forum for the advanced artistic culture of our time that offers an exceptional facility and professional support to diverse living artists. Helping to make the Power Plant tick for the last 7 years is director Gaetan Verna. She has been a champion for the values of the gallery, has forged new pathways and partnerships, and worked extensively in the arts in Quebec before she made Toronto home. It's my pleasure to welcome Gaetan to the Classical FM studios. Great to have you here.
Thank you, Mark. Nice to be with you.
Nice to see you again. And how do you approach the Powerball every year? Is it, you know what, this time we have to outdo ourselves? Or do you say, you know what, no, we just want to profile certain artists who work well in this setting? What do you decide to do?
Well, I think it's a bit of both. I mean, of course, artists are at the center focus of the activities of the gallery. And so Powerball is also an opportunity to present artists in a different setting to the public. But then again, you know, it is a fundraising ball party. So you also want to wrap this up in something that is really interesting. So we really do think of a theme, think of a context in which the art and the work of the artists are encapsulated so that the people engage with art in a different format than when you come in and look at the white cube of the gallery.
I was just enjoying, I was taking a lot of pictures that night, but you had artist Bruno Bilio, I believe,
yes,
who did his sort of Tron room. You felt like you were in the video game, felt like you were in the movie. That was fantastic. You had Mexican artist Chelsea Culprit, who was there. Those giant, large-scale inflatable sculptures. There was a lot to look at and enjoy and take in.
Yes, I think, like, for instance, you know, Bruno has done this room before, but we gave him the opportunity to do it even bigger, you know, to give more impact. And Max Stryker has done these inflatable pieces, and it was a great opportunity for a new public of a new generation to engage with these works. And then our centerpiece, which was curated by Sarah Kinley's side, was really this incredible extravaganza around the, you know, the ideas of the speakeasy and the food and the drinks, and the food by Lebanon was like unbelievable.
A lot of vegan options this year, which I liked.
Yes.
I think
a lot
of people did, by the way.
Exactly. There were non-alcoholic beverages and also vegan options. So I think that was also, and you know, that everything is on point and on theme,
yeah,
so that nothing is left. We're really into the details so that the audience that comes, whether they're at the pre-party enjoying the food of Lebanon or whether they were at the rest of the party enjoying the different food station by Chase Group and also Ricarda, I think everybody just felt taken care of and welcomed and stewarded in the way that we do best.
And sometimes this is a night where people haven't been to the Power Plant in a while, or maybe it's even their first time. So that must be something you think about too. You say, you know what, we want this to be, to really make people feel like this is the place they want to come to.
Exactly. I mean, for us, you know, this year we had a series of drag queen performances. And one thing that really touched me is some of the drag queens came to speak to me after and thanked us for making room for them at the Power Plant,
right,
you know, and even the fact that there was a stage for them to be performing and a green room, you know, those little details, which is how we treat every artist with whom we work.
Nice to get off Church Street. I mean, I've interviewed, yes, my fair share of drag queens over the years, and it's always nice to expand.
I didn't realize that was so important until they told me.
It's big.
You know,
yeah,
that they were like at the Power Plant, which, the meaning of what it meant for them to be part of this event outside of just, you know, another silo. in a certain sense.
What's important for you as a programmer and a leader of a contemporary art gallery in 2019? I think you've touched on a few of the themes actually just right there. But but as you look at the world and all the cultural changes we're going through right now, that must be on your mind all the time.
Well, you know, one thing I always think is that how do we make the exhibitions that we present relevant? How do we, I always think that I'm trying to make our visitors better citizens, thinking people, so that the work, through the works of the artists that we choose to present, that it's not just picking the name of an artist and presenting it at the power plant, but that it has some kind of connection with our, like, being aware we're in Toronto. Toronto is in Ontario. Ontario's in Canada, and the resonance on a global. So each of the exhibitions that we do, we're always thinking of how this can impact the people that are in Toronto and make them understand through the voices of the artists their relationship to the world. Because, as you know, it's really, everything is global now. So whichever problem that we're dealing with in Toronto, somebody else is dealing it, you know, in maybe in a different way, but somewhere else in the world.
It's an exciting time in Toronto right now, too. There's just so much happening, and it's expanding, and there's topics that go. So you really do have your choice of where you want to direct things. What are you excited for over the next year?
Well, I mean, on, what is it, June 20...
Maybe we can get that far.
Yeah, June 21st. I mean, right now, after Powerball, we're go, because we're setting up the three shows for the summer.
Yeah.
And so we have three exhibitions, one by... And for two of the artists, it's their first exhibition ever in Canada. Thomas G. Price, who's a sculptor from London, who's going to be presented a series of, let's say, composition there's going to be sculptures outside of the gallery as well as inside of the gallery. And one of them will be a 9-foot-tall sculpture of a black man with his hoodie just sitting down. So the before one puts it on their head. And the title of the work is The Reveal. So, of course, this talks about the perception, the loneliness of the black male figure within society, and makes references to a lot of, you know, what's happened in the States with shooting of black people. So that's Thomas G. Price. And a lot of his work is referencing historical, let's say, sculpture, monumental sculpture. And once you see his work and you start going through museums, you realize the absence of representation of people of color in this glorified, you know, sculptural way. So through his contemporary sculpture, he's talking about that also.
That's just a great example of what you do. And when is that, by the way, when does that exhibit open up?
So all the exhibitions, so Mario Pfeiffer, Thomas G. Price, and Johanna Hadji Thomas and Khalil Jorej, they all start, the opening party is on Friday, June 21st, starting at 8 o'clock.
To get a party together already?
Already. And at 8 o'clock, everybody's welcome. It's open to everyone. And then we'll have series of talks, master class for with the artists, portfolio nights, Sunday scene, our family program, Power Kids.
I'm looking forward to having you back as we get into more shows and as we progress through 2019 and 2020. And thank you so much for spending some time with us here this afternoon.
Thank you very much. And I welcome everyone starting the 21st.
Thepowerplant.org is the place to go. Gaetan Verna joining me here talking about Canadian and international artists at the Power Plant. You're with the New Classical FM.